Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Ralph Topham with Work-Life Connections, EAP.
Yeah, I'm here with Stephanie Dean and Jim Kendall of Work-Life Connections, EAP. And we were talking about ways that a person might greet the new year or embrace the new year or look forward to change. Any thoughts?
I think that the new year brings people some structure to reflect on life. And gives you a chance to say, okay, what did I accomplish last year? What do I really want to accomplish next year? And some people, in making those goals, call them New Year's resolutions. Other people just say, okay, what do I want to do this year? And I think for me, it's part of a milestone, just like a birthday or an anniversary, that makes me reflect on my life and say, what is it that I still want to accomplish, and how do I want to do that? So a resolution is kind of a goal. It's also a process.
So you sort of look back and say, this is my path, that this is where what has led me to here, and now, you know, where does the path go in the sort of in the future, and how am I going to get there? How about you, Steph?
Well, I think for most of us, we have a tendency to revisit the same things over and over.
For sure.
So for me, it's I'm going to increase my exercise, or I'm going to eat better, and those kind of things. And I think people get stuck because they haven't had the success maybe that they've wanted in previous years, and aren't really quite sure how to do it a little differently this time to get a better result or a result that they're happier with.
Those are good goals.
They're great goals.
I think every year it's good to have that reminder that I want to be a little healthier. Mm-hmm. And it's like the dentist that sends you that reminder every 6 months that said it's time to have your teeth cleaned. Mm-hmm. Whenever I get that, I floss the heck out of my teeth for a whole month until I get there. And then for a little time after that, I keep that in mind after they've been, you know, drilling. Yeah. And then sometimes I lose sight of that. And that's the problem, is it's hard to maintain.
Exactly.
That's a good point. So what do we need to do as people, as individuals, you know, choose my goal, get the right goal, get a good goal, and then stick to it, commit to it? How do I do that?
Well, you start small.
Okay.
I think people fail miserably when they say, I'm going to lose 30 pounds by March, because it's not realistic, it's not attainable, and there's no real plan attached to it. I think you have to build on success. And I think another place people fall down is that we are really good at saying, gosh, I failed, but I don't think we do a very good job sometimes of rewarding ourselves when we're making progress. So build in some rewards. If I get to the gym 3 times this week, like I said I would, what do I get to do? What's in it for me that will feel like a reward versus having just sore muscles and achy and feeling bad about it?
How do I get that commitment, though? How do I find the energy to really commit to and stick with something when the people around me may or may not respond well to what I'm doing?
I think you got to have a plan. I think you have to have a plan that incorporates whatever you're wanting to do into your life. For me, instead of losing weight, I'm trying to increase movement. And so I was telling that to my wife, and she bought me this really nice pair of shoes. And so, you know, that was sort of that, you know, she's part of that, and she asked me, how are you doing for that? Does it feel good to be walking? Are you feeling that burn? And you have to have a little bit of that to be able to keep going. And you need somebody to kind of look at you every once in a while and say, hey, you losing weight? Because it feels good.
Okay, so enlisting the support system to actually work with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And if you don't have a built-in support system, there's lots of ways to find one. You know, find a workout buddy, get somebody to walk with you for 15 minutes on a break around campus. There's lots of little ways that you can make movement toward that ultimate goal.
Okay, what if one of my goals is to just interact better with my colleagues? I want to be more friendly or whatever, you know, something along those lines. How would I go about making that happen?
If you want to be more friendly with your colleagues, you might make a goal of, I'm going to go around and talk to 3 people every day, and you have a little tickler file that just says, you know, that you can put on that to-do list, and then you can cross off 3 people, and it reminds you that you had the goal and you were successful at achieving that, and it's a day-by-day thing.
In the business setting of Vanderbilt here, how might EAP or the Work-Life Connections EAP help us achieve some things for our goals?
Well, we have an article on the website that talks about setting New Year's resolutions and thinking about where you are in the change process. And I think if you're really serious about a goal, you may want to talk to one of our counselors on what are the ways that I could create that in a format that allows me to measure that and really incorporate that in my life.
Sounds like it could also just be sort of the way we define the goal, because I know you talked about losing weight, Stephanie, but then Jim said, I just want to move more. And
right.
So we just by that little tweak of the goal, it makes it almost more achievable. It makes it different. So it's not like I'm repeating an old pattern of failure, but I'm actually trying something that's very doable, very short in terms of size of goal and very small in terms of size of goal and functional, doable. Yeah.
One of my goals is to enjoy quiet time a little bit more. That we know from the stress reducers from the Go for the Gold part 3 last year that taking quiet time is a real good way to deal with stress. And so I'm trying to make it my goal to sit in the swing a little bit more often and just stop and enjoy the birds or sit down on a bench at Vanderbilt and you know, count how many of the chipmunks can run in front of you and steal your food or just be mindful of the moments that we have because we let those get by. And so I'm trying to make an active effort to use that quiet time and just look around a little bit more. Not hard, doesn't cost anything.
Doesn't at all. That leads to a small story. I was talking to a person some time ago, and they were describing being a type A personality, being raised in a type A family that was just wound as tight as you could be. And taking quiet time was actually something that created a lot of tension inside that person.
That's hard to do.
Well, uh-huh. Because it was just not considered acceptable to just sit and be calm and quiet for a while. So there's a place where a quick reframe, coming to visit with a counselor for just a little bit might be really, really helpful.
And for a type A person to be able to say, I'm really working on this task by taking quiet time and I can check that mm-hmm. off.
Okay. Exactly. Make it a goal, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Good. Any other thoughts?
I think that New Year's isn't the only time we can come up with these goals. We have milestones throughout the year that allow us to look at that. You could put on your tickler file in your computer every month some reminder to just take stock or relook at that goal. Or you can make a goal that at your birthday you relook at this, you revisit, is there something else I want to do? We don't have to make the goal last a whole year.
Yeah. And I think the other thing that's really important is whether you have this immediate success or whether you feel like it's your goal, you're not making much movement towards your goal, just don't give up. Just keep trying.
Okay. Yeah. In my mind, it's sort of committing, Jim, like you were talking about. You know, the AA thing is like you commit on sometimes it's moment to moment. Other times it's daily, you know, just whatever it takes to commit.
Mm-hmm.
To that, you know, to put the energy behind the commitment and really refresh that energy on a regular
yep.
basis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Well, thanks, Rob.
Glad to.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu. That health and wellness is all one word. Thank you again.